This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East MEA Center, www.imemc.org, for the week of Friday, June 16th through Thursday, June 22nd. The European Union negotiates an aid package of $120 million to Palestine.
The Israeli army kills 9 Palestinians in 3 extrajudicial assassinations in the Gaza Strip.
The peace document authored by Palestinian political prisoners and put forward by President Abbas moves forward.
These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned.
In this week's protest in the West Bank village of Balayn, dozens of Palestinian, Israeli and international peace activists demonstrated against Israel's attacks on the Gaza Strip and the West Bank that led to the death of 28 Palestinians, including 7 members of the Galia family, and injured 67 civilians, including at least 20 children. Earlier in the week, an Israeli investigation into the shelling of the Gaza Beach that left all but one member of the Galia family dead aired on the Israeli television. The investigation found fragments of an Israeli artillery shell in the body of one of those killed, refuting the Israeli army's earlier claims at a press conference that the explosion was, quote, not caused by an Israeli shell, end quote. A separate report by Human Rights Watch matched a digitally dated and time-stamped blood test of another victim to the time of the shelling.
This week, the Israeli Supreme Court rejected 2 challenges to the route of the annexation wall around occupied East Jerusalem, allowing the wall to be built on private land in a route that will separate residents from their jobs, schools, and market centers. In one case, the burial will be built on a cemetery still in use by one of the villages. The court ruled that security needs outweighed humanitarian concerns, while the government said that the residents could still enter the city through passages near their neighborhoods. However, elsewhere in the West Bank, such promises have fallen through. The 2 cases were filed separately by residents of Il Sheikh and Anata. Here's Danielle Yana, a lawyer at Iramim, an Israeli advocacy group.
For Iramim, I think it's instructive to look at the ways that each of these 2 rulings reflect 2 of the kind of phenomenon that you can see regarding construction of the wall in Jerusalem. One of which, of course, is the addition of territory from the West Bank to kind of to the de facto borders, as it were, of Jerusalem. There are 164 square kilometers of territory in the West Bank that is being included within the barrier. That's not, of course, the border of Jerusalem, but within the barrier. On the other hand, you have a related phenomenon of the barrier being constructed and actually excluding certain neighborhoods that are that are within the municipal boundary of Jerusalem, excluding them from the Israeli side of the Jerusalem side of the barrier.
And in a separate incident, Israeli soldiers began bulldozing farmland belonging to Palestinian families from Sebastia village near Nablus in an operation that aims to expand the nearby illegal settlement Shavai Shamron.
Highlights from the Palestinian Center for Human Rights Weekly Report on Israeli attacks against Palestinians from June 15th to 21st. During the reported period, the Israeli army killed 9 Palestinians, including 5 civilians, 3 children, and a pregnant woman. 7 of them were killed in extrajudicial assassinations into the Gaza Strip. 45 civilians were injured in Israeli military attacks, and 57 civilians were arrested as part of at least 50 Israeli military incursions into the West Bank. 1,780 civilians have been arrested by the Israeli military since the beginning of 2006. And settlers launched a series of attacks this week, damaging 5 homes and injuring a Palestinian civilian. Also this week, Israeli forces demolished 2 houses in East Jerusalem and Ramallah.
The Thursday evening, Palestinian sources in the West Bank city of Ramallah reported that a Palestinian intelligence officer and member of the Al-Aqsa Brigade, the armed wing of Fatah movement, was shot and killed by Israeli military fire. An undercover unit of the Israeli army invaded Ramallah, Il-Tirta area, shot Ayman Rateb, member of the Al-Aqsa Brigade. Later, an Israeli army unit entered the city and captured Rateb and killed him. Mahmoud, an ambulance driver who went to evacuate the wounded, said Rateb was executed. On Wednesday, Israeli forces invaded the West Bank city of Nablus and the neighboring refugee camp of Ain Bet Ilma and killed Daoud Ilkatouni, 21, also from the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade.
The quartet, made up of the United States, the European Union, the United Nations, and Russia, announced that they would back an European Union proposal to provide support for local health services, guarantee fuel supplies, and provide for the basic needs for Palestinians, Manar Jibrin reports.
The aid package could release over $120 million for a variety of programs, including the healthcare, fuel supplies, and direct aid to needy families. The World Bank and the European Union will manage the funding along with the office of Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, bypassing the Hamas-led government. The European Union's External Relations Commissioner, Penny Tafirir-Waldner, will travel to the region today to discuss the details of the agreement. The European Union envoy will meet separately with President Abbas and Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert, but not with members of Hamas. Although the aid package will fund some critical programs, it will not solve the overall financial crisis, as it will not provide funding for the unpaid salaries of tens of thousands of government workers. Under the terms of the agreement, aid could begin flowing by early July. For FSRN from IMEMC.org in Palestine, I am Manar Jibrin.
Recently, the Palestinian Authority has threatened Palestinian banks who refuse to transfer money into the Palestinian areas, saying that they are indirectly involved in the embargo against the Palestinian Authority. Dr. Atif Adwan, Minister of Finance, said that the PA will take measures against the banks which did not cooperate with the Palestinian Authority in its attempt to ease the crisis, noting that there were some banks which supported the Palestinian Authority in the past few months. The financial crisis in the Palestinian territories resulted from an American and European boycott of the Palestinian Authority after Hamas won the parliamentary elections last March. In addition, Israel is withholding some $200 million accumulated from Palestinian tax revenue.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert met informally yesterday in the Jordanian city of Petra at a breakfast hosted by Jordan's King Abdullah. It was the first meeting at such high level since Olmert took office. The two leaders were careful to downplay the formality of the event, but agreed to meet officially in the coming weeks. The breakfast came just before the opening of an international conference in which Nobel laureates, businessmen, and politicians from around the world will discuss Middle East peace and global security. A senior Fatah official said on Tuesday that no significant progress had been made in talks to come to an agreement on a peace proposal. The proposal calls, among other things, for the establishment of an independent Palestinian state in the territories that were occupied by Israel in 1967. On May 25th, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas convened a national dialogue to ask Palestinian factions to accept within 10 days a proposal filed by Palestinian prisoners in Israeli jails and threatened to put the proposal to a referendum within 40 days if no agreement has been reached. Sources close to President Abbas, who set July 26 as the date for the referendum, said if an agreement is reached, the referendum will be cancelled, which gives the different parties more time to dialogue. On the other hand, Ibrahim Dabur, A senior Hamas leader expressed the movement's optimism on reaching an agreement. The movement has already accepted 15 of the document's 18 points. The three remaining issues of conflict are the recognition of the Palestinian Liberation Organization as the Palestinians' supreme representative, the right of return for Palestinian refugees according to relevant UN resolutions, and the acceptance of a previous Arab peace initiative that provided the inspiration for the current document. And that's just some of the news this week in Palestine. For constant updates, check out the International Middle East Media Center website, www.imemc.org. As always, thanks for joining us. From Occupied Bethlehem, this is Maya Williams-Carpenter.
And this is Dina Awad.